This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the question then that we've got to ask is, Deebo Samuel at the price you gave him, or in a world where other guys are comparable, like DK Metcalf, and we just don't know what is the trade compensation. It might take a four. It might take a three. You never know. I think because he's got $31 million left on his deal and someone's got to take on $18 million in cap space, we just saw that Washington gave up a five for Deebo. DK's a little younger and more productive, so that it's at least a four. I would think maybe even a third-round pick. But would you rather have, knowing what you know now, Deebo at that cost, or let's say DK with a late third and
a $32 million cap hit?
Well, no, but the cap hit's 18. So it's $31 million for Seattle, but the number that the team will inherit is closer to 18, read yesterday. They've got to pay some. I don't know how it works.
Okay.
But basically, that's his cap number for Seattle. But you understand what I'm saying? So would you rather Deebo Samuel, fifth-round pick, $18 million, or say DK Metcalf, third- or fourth-round pick, and around $18
million? I think it's narrowly DK Metcalf for me, but not by a lot.
So does that make you feel any differently, or no, because
no.
Bird in the hand?
Bird in the hand.
There's no guarantee you can make that trade.
That's
or that they
point.
Want to make that trade,
yeah.
Or that another team doesn't give more.
Right. So I got this one. I won this sweepstakes, right? And I'm willing to do it because it makes sense for me at this point. It may not make sense for a lot of teams. It makes perfect sense for me. Two guys in my wide receiver room. One was a quarterback an hour ago. The other's Terry McLaurin. I need more weaponry. So is he a running back? Yes. Is he a receiver? Yes. Is he a slot guy? Yes. I've solved a bunch of different things, creative-wise, with this one player. I would love a traditional, quote-unquote, number two receiver that has an elite skill set doing certain things. Metcalf is a deep threat to me is the whole point. He's not there to shake you down, not there to break ankles and run crisp routes. He is a big, strong freight train that goes deep as good or better than anybody in the sport. That's really valuable to me. I want that too. But, you know, if I've got to choose either or, just the fact that this is done now and you're not entering into some sort of extra layer of competition with folks from Metcalf. And let's say you didn't do Deebo Samuel and you go, you know what we're holding out for is DK Metcalf. And it turns out four other teams are. And he doesn't like Washington, D.C. for whatever reason. Or he's not one of the guys that watched Jaden Daniels with Brandon Ayuk. Or for whatever. Who knows?
I think that's a part of the problem is when we talk about these trades, we view them almost in this fantasy football world where – it's about the draft pick and the money. And if it's equal, then you could have just done this exact same thing. Maybe not. You know, maybe the Packers or the Steelers come forward and DK Metcalf prefers to go there. And so Seattle ships him there because the compensation is really similar. Or maybe because he's actually more productive and a little younger and has seemingly less of a regression here recently, maybe just more of a market. And now, even though we think we know the value, there's a bidding war and it goes up. I just don't think we can look at it in that same vacuum when we're talking about one-to-one. Now, the exercise is still a good one from Walder, who's a smart guy at ESPN, in saying what I don't like about this is you could have used that money in another way. That's always true. You could use it on a D-tackle or a D-end or a wide receiver. And he's saying, I'd rather basically still have that money and the possibility to see what else shakes free. Maybe that's paying Christian Kirk or trading for Davante Adams before he got cut or now signing him. Again, I'm not interested in Adams, but my point is he's going, knowing where Debo is right now in his career, I'll take the unknown and the chance at striking on something I like more than Debo Samuel. But Danny, I don't think this was a Debo versus DK thing for them. I don't think it was a Debo versus Adams thing. I think this was a, hey, I really know Debo Samuel. I have a relationship with him. I like him. I will bet on him. And he wants to come here, by the way. He likes our quarterback. He knows some of our coaches. He knows me as a general manager. I think this was a fit, and I think the price was right, and so they did it. I don't think they went to the store to buy cereal, and then they were choosing between four boxes of DK and Debo and Devontae. I just think, you know, basically they were walking out of the store, and someone's like, hey, do you want this? And they go, actually, I've always liked that one. Yeah, we'll take that one. Walder and other people are looking at this like they were going to spend $20 million on a receiver and give up a fifth-round pick for someone, and they chose Debo Samuel. I don't think that's how it happened.
I agree with you. And I think ultimately, and I said this yesterday after Walder was on, I'm going to read the next thing he puts out, because like, he comes at this like completely passionless. There's no rooting interest in his formulations, calculations. He's looking at numbers. He's looking at data. And for the data inclined, you would go, this move makes a little bit less sense than maybe door number two or door number three, some of the unknown, where you could maximize dollar figures here, there, and everywhere. And I'm going, normally, I think that person, let me rephrase that, that guy needs a seat at the table for me. I always want the analytics guy to go, I just plugged in the calculation, and here's what I came up with. Thank you for the information. I could either follow it or not follow it based on some well-thought-out criteria. And I'm sure that's happening in Washington now, whereas it wasn't before. It was Bruce's gut. But now, I'm basically sitting here going,
yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What we need and what's normally worth it to us is going to be a little bit different. And what I mean is we've got extra salary cap space, fewer draft picks. We've got a dire need at a given position. It's, you know, $20 million on a receiver versus $20 million on a middle linebacker aren't equal for us in terms of needing to improve our roster. So the idea that you were going to take that, I'm just calling it $18 million, and spend it on something that might be a you know, better above replacement spot in terms of, you know, expected points added at a different position, the value isn't necessarily there for the team that didn't have a receiver that needs more playmakers to help their quarterback. You know what I mean? So the value to us, because we were desperate for that receiver, is more valuable than, say, a defensive tackle who would occupy the same salary cap space.
I'm just going on record to say that I don't view it as they chose him over Diggs or Keenan Allen or whatever. Like, it's not like they had decided one of these guys is definitely coming in here. Which one is it? And then Debo became the guy. I don't think you'd strike first if that's how you were doing it. I think you'd let the market develop a little bit and kind of see where it went between all those receivers that are 31 or 32. Adams, Diggs, Allen, Cooper, Brandon Cooks, you know, whoever else is in there. But to me, this was the stars aligned, guy they knew, guy that wanted to be here on the cheap, as opposed to maybe a similar offseason to last year, honestly, where they go out and they get, I'm just going to make up some names, but like they bring Crowder back, and then they bring in Van Jefferson, and Alamide Zaccheaus is back, and they go get River Craycraft or Sterling Shepard or, DeAndre Carter or Juju Smith-Schuster or something. And they just kind of piecemeal it together. I think that's absolutely part of the options, and I would take what they just did over that. But I think this is at least interesting to pose on the phones, even though it's not exact and it's not one-to-one. But DK Metcalf, who would cost a similar amount against the cap, you would have given up at least probably one round more valuable draft pick, and then an extension or 1 year of Debo Samuel with the potential of ultimately keeping him around if he's really good. Because the extension, I think, is a lock, too, for DK wherever he goes. I don't think DK Metcalf's going somewhere and someone is taking him on at 18 mil and not extending him based on his age, and there's some predictability there with his game, as you said. To me, that screams extension, and he's asking for one, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's a better pick, similar money, a little bit more, but similar, we'll say. It's a wash. And then an extension, but you have DK Metcalf now for the foreseeable future for a few years.
You got a really good complimentary receiver.
Or what they did 1 year for Debo. Which would you guys have rather done? 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067.
So as I said, to start it, it's narrowly DK Metcalf. Assuming both are available, I can go to the shopping market. The shopping market? Oh, am I 1,000? I can go to the grocery store.
The supermarket, and you'll take out your pocketbook.
Oh, I've got a coupon for that. I'm going to pay by check.
And then you'll have crisp $1 bills, and you'll count out your change.
One, two, let me start again. 10, 20. It's narrowly Metcalf, just because I value that skill set so much. I think we underestimate that sometimes. Even if it's not as productive in a given game, the ability of the guy to go deep, to win those contested balls, to run past people, I think that skill set is A, valuable to have in and of itself, but it also scares the hell out of people. I want that. I think it's more room for then ultimately what Kingsbury wants to do, which is the underneath, which is working quick, which is short drops, the hitches, the crosses, the shallow stuff, throws quickly out of the backfield, getting the ball to the quarterback's hands. I think every once in a while, you got to be able to show that you can go over the top, and that's as good as anybody right now in the sport at doing that. So there are going to be years where you go, what happened? He only had 967 yards. It's because they played enough games where enough people are going, we're not him. We're not letting him go over the top to beat us at this point. And he can still do that at an elite level. So it's narrowly Metcalf, because I'd be into having him and McLaurin as my 1 and 1A for the next 4, 5, 6 years. Maybe 6 is too much, but I would do that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.